You're here listening to the Claudia Varas podcast. I'm your host, Claudia Varas, your breakthrough coach. I'm a former high-performing corporate manager in tech turned professionally certified coach and business owner. This podcast is all about a real, raw, unsketched, and fun perspective on all things related to our human experience. It's a space for us to slow down and talk deep. We cover real and raw stories alongside with practical key takeaways and tips on how to break through in your life. The intent is for you to start thinking differently, critically, for yourself, and with that, take aligned action for no one else but yourself. My mission is to cultivate more empathy in this world to inspire positive change. And to do that, we have to start with ourselves first and learn how to cultivate empathy towards ourselves. That is why you are part of this mission. It's only through these kind of conversations that we inspire others to take aligned action and start to think differently too. So your task is to go and share this episode with or any one or two learnings and insights with two friends and tell them to share with two more friends. And let's create a positive ripple effect together. Today, I have something absolutely incredible for you. Something that you don't get the chance to listen to very often. It is a real life, professionally held coaching conversation. So what you will get to experience here, my dear listener, is me in the role as a professionally certified mindset and somatic coach by the International Coaching Federation, having an incredible, valuable coaching conversation with a coachee. What is important for you to know is that the coachee is Andy Smith. Andy Smith has been many years in senior leadership positions in big tech companies, and over 8 years now, he's been the co-founder of NLP Business Institute and the co-founder of the Coaching Space Institute. This is important for you to know because that coaching conversation is not simply a coaching conversation. It is a full circle moment. And the reason for that is 3 years ago, when I was just about to figure out what I actually want to do in my life, I've done my 6 months coaching certification, and I've done it with Andy and Alexa Smith. Their level of teaching and coaching, the topic of coaching, is at such a high level that everyone that goes through this program graduates on level 2 out of 3 in terms of the coaching certification given by the International Coaching Federation. And so this is such a beautiful moment because I've been invited to the new cohort of this year, the new cohort of coaches. I've been invited there as a guest coach to do a coaching demonstration for the participants to see a different type of coaching style and to see another way of coaching, essentially. And so this is what this coaching demonstration that you will hear now is about. And this is so beautiful and it means so much to me because this session is the full circle moment, because this is where the master becomes the student and the student becomes the master. And that means in this case, and I have to laugh because it's just so beautiful, this means in this case that Andy was the master to Claudia the student. And 3 years later, Andy becomes the student and Claudia becomes the master. And it's important for you to be aware of that, because like that, you will get an even deeper understanding on the coaching session and some of the things that we're talking about in there. So my dear listener, really take that in. This is such a unique opportunity to get experience on how coaching looks like, how I do coaching. And also, honestly, for me, it's just such a big moment because getting this feedback by my master and by the participants of this group on how incredible this coaching session was, it's just a testament to my capability as a coach, to my skills as a coach, and to my commitment to just really serve on the highest level that I can serve. And for me, that means to make sure that I meet ethical standards, leading with integrity, knowing that I don't take this responsibility of being your coach, your breakthrough coach, lightly. And so what goes behind that is lots of work, lots of deep inner work on myself as well, in making sure that I follow specific standards so that you get the best out of every single coaching session. So, my dear listener, tune into it, listen to it. Also, you will hear, there will be a moment where my internet just breaks down, but I'll be back in just a couple of seconds. So just know that internet crashed on us, but that's okay. Just that you're aware. Tune into it, listen to it, and stay on to the end, because at the end, I'm doing a little small debrief with a little surprise for you as well. So enjoy it.
Andy.
Yes.
We have some time together, around 40, 45 minutes. And to make sure that this is the most valuable time that we spend together, what is it that you would like to focus on today?
I think it's... what's my next level? I think this, I'm kind of thinking on, so excuse me, because I wasn't prepared for this, but it is something that's come to my head for a lot. What's my next level? What's my next big move?
What's your next level? What's your next big move?
Sorry, I've got the dogs barking in the back. What was it?
That's okay. They're participating. They're ready for you to talk about your next level and next big move. So, Andy, okay. When you say what's my next level and what's my next big move, what exactly do you mean by that?
I think that's the piece I need to define, isn't it? That's what I'd like to find out. What does that look like? Yeah. If I look back, I think, you know, if I look back on my journey over the last however many 10 years, it's been massive changes, and you know, we've become very, what I like to think, successful. I like to think now, what's next for me? What's my next thing that's going to really, really motivate me even more, push me forward even more?
How would you describe your feeling right now regarding the topic?
Yeah. How am I feeling? That's a good question. I feel that a little bit kind of, I suppose I would say anxious. Mm-hmm. It could be anxious, not in a negative way, but anxious in a kind of anticipating way. I'm kind of anticipating, you know, what's going to be the next, what's the next step? So to kind of put it in context, we have the NLP courses that we do, you know, in our office. I do a lot of coaching now. You have probably 80 coaching clients. We have the space, and we're just going to start a new space again now coming up. So that's quite good. I just want to see how I can maybe take that to the next level and what that looks like. So what does the next level for me look like in my coaching? What's the next level in my business? You know, because I feel it's time to move to that next level. So maybe I need to be more specific in an area there, which could probably be, okay, how do I take this to the next level? How do I take the coaching space to the next level?
Okay, perfect. Thank you for sharing and opening up. I can observe and see that this is important to you, and that is something that you probably have been thinking about for a while now. Because I see there's like this groundness in you, and also, as you've mentioned, this anxiousness, but also anticipation of like, okay, but how, right? So right, you mentioned right now, yeah, you feel anxious regarding the topic, but in an anticipating way. So at the end of the by the end of the session, how would you like to walk away from the session?
I'd like to walk away with more kind of, I'd like to come away with more kind of a focus for where that's going to go. Yeah. So where do I put my energy? Because I think this is, you know, as I reflect on this, this is my thing. Yeah. I've got 3 big heavy balls in the air, you know, and it's not easy to keep juggling them. Yeah. Because it takes a lot of time to, you know, it takes a lot of time to fill an NLP course. It takes a lot of time to fill a coaching course. Then coaching 10 sessions a day or 8 sessions, however many it is, that takes a lot of time. Yeah. So I think my issue here is this, you know, I'm like this with 3 heavy balls, and I'm not probably juggling them or managing them in the best way.
Okay. So you mentioned you want to have more focus and a clearer energy on how to juggle these balls, these 3 balls.
Yeah.
On a scale from 1 to 10, where would you say you are right now in terms of that focus?
I don't think I am. I don't think I am focused, actually. I think I'm in reactive mode. Yeah, so this one comes down, so I throw this one, and this one goes up, and then I catch this one, and it's all over the place. Yeah. And I'd like to be the, you know, the guy at the traffic light, you know, don't want to obviously be him for long, but I'd like to be him for a few minutes, being able to throw those balls up and catch it and twist it and catch it behind my back and under my arm and all these things. Yeah.
Okay, good. So if you were to put a number, 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest in terms of your focus, Where are you right now?
Probably a 4.
4, okay.
Yeah, and that was a 3-4, but it's
yeah, I saw you were at 4.
4,
okay, let's go with 4. Okay,
yeah.
Good, so 4. And so at the end of the session, when you're like this guy at the traffic light that you've mentioned doing this insane juggling moves behind your back, what number would that be?
Let's give it a 9, so there's always room for improvement.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Good. So, Andy, you've mentioned that you have these 3 heavy balls that you're juggling around.
Let me change that, because it's not that they're heavy.
Okay.
It's that I'm just catching them as they fall. Yeah, but they're good balls. I mean, they're good balls. Let's not make them sound negative. They're good. I mean, they're full of energy. They add value. They're great. It's just the way that the problem is me juggling them. It's not what they are in themselves. So I have these 3 balls, which I want to protect. I don't want to drop them. That's the thing. I think here, this is a good analogy for me, actually. I don't know how I thought of this at 10 o'clock in the morning, but it really is. I don't want to drop them. It's almost like they're very precious. Yeah. And maybe this is another thing. Maybe they're too delicate. Maybe I think they're too delicate. I'm not sure. But the problem is I'm too reactive in the way that I juggle them.
Catching them. You want to catch them as they fall. And they're delicate balls, and you're scared to drop them. Essentially, like this is the concern. What's wrong with dropping a ball here and there?
I think that if I drop the ball, if I was juggling well, yeah. So it's like anything. If you do it well, Yeah, it's easy. Anyone can forgive themselves a mistake. That's not a problem. My problem is I don't think that I'm paying enough attention on actually juggling well, which is this is the focus piece. Yeah, so it's not dropping it that's really a problem. It's that I don't feel that I'm doing enough to catch it. Yeah. That's the difference. I'm not doing enough to catch it, not that I'm dropping it. And not, you know, not proactive enough in it. So this is really nice because I think this is helping. So, you know, just to really understand that it's not maybe what's, it's not, you know, not so much what's next, but how can I take properly focus and do it or everything on all of these three things that I have at the moment.
Andy, this is such a beautiful distinction that you've mentioned here, right? Because it's a very different, let's say, aspect of the fear of dropping and letting them fall versus now what you're saying is paying enough attention to each three.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. So I don't want to be randomly catching one and then throwing the other. I want to know exactly where it's going to land and how high I need to throw it so that it is. There is that focus that we said at the beginning. Yeah.
Yes. That focus. Yes. What is missing for you to have that focus that you're desiring?
I think what's missing is I think I need to change the way I need to change. Yeah, let me think about it. It's not what I do, it's how I do it. That's what needs to change, I think.
How you do it? What is it that you think you need to change in the how you do it?
I want to be able to. I want to. I really like this. I like this juggling. I think I can. I have this image of me with these kind of throwing these balls in the air, and I like. You know when people do things really well, they make it look easy. Yeah, it's very complex, but it looks easy. That's what I want to do. I want to be in that position where I can run the NLP courses presentially. I can do the coaching space. I can manage my kind of executive clients, take on personal projects and clients and, you know, and the training we do. So, you know, and that takes a lot of time. That takes a lot of time. You know, I did a big training just this week in Instacart, and that was a huge amount of time. So how do I do that? And I think it's kind of bringing it down to the focus, yeah, to managing how I, rather than being reactive, being proactive, but being a better juggler, being a better juggler. Yeah, so that I can, people do, you know, it's like I can juggle three balls at the moment. I need to be able to juggle four balls. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that means I need to change the how I do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, because there are four balls. There's the NLP, there's the coaching, there's the coaching course, there's the coaching clients, and then there's the project. So I need to be able to juggle four balls. And you juggle four, but you can't do it in the same way with it. You have to change your style.
Can I share an observation?
Yes, please do.
Okay. There seems to be the way you talk about the juggling, that when you juggle, all four balls have to be all the time at the same level at all times, right? Yeah. That realistically speaking, they wouldn't be juggling, and that's actually impossible, right? Yeah. So there's this invitation to reflect on that expectation, which we're gonna go to in a second. The other, like, but the main observation that I have is you're saying a lot, I need to.
Mm.
Catch yourself, you outsmart yourself, it's like, no, I want to, but then there's still this coming back to I need to, and I have to, and I think I have to change the how.
Mm.
I need to change the how. So if you're okay, could you please close your eyes for one moment?
Yes, thank you.
Yes. Very good. Just settle in, relax your shoulders, relax your jaw, release the tension there. Take in the breath through your nose and exhale through your mouth slightly longer. Tune in to yourself right now. And for yourself, visualize that you're taking an elevator from your brain down to your heart. And as that elevator goes down and it arrives to the heart, it's like ding, the elevator door opens. And you are in the presence with your heart, you see your heart, you feel your heart. And that heart has something to say to you around your focus, around the how of juggling these four big balls. What is your heart saying to you right now?
It says, no when's enough.
No one is enough.
No when is enough. When
no
is
when. Okay. No when is enough. When you hear that, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, it makes me feel that kind of everything is, you know, it's all kind of slowed down a little bit, you know?
Mm.
It's like the balls are there, but they're just all going in slow motion.
Mm. And how does that slow motion make you feel?
Really, really beautiful. Yeah, it's kind of like it's the being able to, you know, wanting to, being able to serve other people,
mm.
and also having that kind of that time to just say, look, you know, you've done enough, you know, you've done enough.
Mm-hmm. How beautiful. No one is enough. It feels really beautiful. You are serving already other people. You have been serving already other people for the last years. Yeah. Just allow yourself to experience this beautiful moment with this visit to your heart. And take in a breath again through your nose. And exhale out a little bit longer through your mouth. And slowly open your eyes and come back here to the space.
Beautiful.
What's happening right now for you?
It kind of like all slowed down. It was really beautiful. It was like it was a really beautiful kind of feeling of just kind of saying, you know, that no one is enough. There is a part of it's not about juggling bigger balls quicker. Yeah, it's about doing it elegantly. Yeah, and doing it well, and that I think that's the piece, isn't it? That's my learning really from that experience. It's not the how isn't doing it quicker. The how isn't doing it faster. The how isn't doing it, being it more of it. Yeah, the how is doing it, knowing when's enough and doing it in a place where I can be a bet. I'm serving myself as well.
The how is about doing it elegantly. It's not about bigger balls. It's about doing it elegantly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that kind of feeling that the I don't know, it's just crazy because I would have never said this, though I'm totally off the top of that experience, but I always was thinking I need to do more, I need to plan more, I need to do all of these things. Yeah, and maybe that is a part of it. What I got from that experience as well is that also I need to know is when is enough, you know, when is enough for me, when how many sessions are enough, how much can you do is enough. It's not quicker, it's not faster, it's not bigger balls, it's bringing it down so that I can spend some time on who I am as a juggler, not just the juggler. That's probably the best way for me to say that, you know, who am I as the juggler? Not can I juggle quicker or bigger or faster?
Wow. So who are you as the juggler, Andy?
I think I'm somebody that, I am somebody. I'm somebody that wants to serve other people, wants to see them be successful. Wants to be successful myself, yeah, and I think within that there is a piece of also, you know, making sure that I'm happy as well, making sure that I feel fulfilled, yeah, and if that means that you can do, or one can do 5 sessions a day and not 10, then that's fine. Yeah, do the 5 sessions beautifully, do the 5 sessions elegantly. Yeah, then have some time to do the course. Yeah, then have some time to do the NLP, then have some time to do some projects. Yeah, like you said, it's not all 4 balls don't have to be floating at the same thing. It's being the juggler that has the right state. And knows exactly how high to throw the ball, when to catch it, what's the next ball coming back, and doing that and enjoying it and finding the presence in actually doing that.
I see that this brings some emotions up for you. What is it that this experience, this realization, this insight is creating in you right now?
I feel relaxed. I don't know what word I used to, at the beginning. Anxious, I think the word was anxious. Now I honestly, truly feel quite relaxed. Yeah, I feel quite peaceful, what do I always say, that calm strength, you know?
Calm strength. The juggler with the calm strength that juggles elegantly.
Awesome.
So with that insight or that realization, Andy, how does now the meaning of focus change for you?
Yeah, it's not so much. It's not so much about focus. It's sitting down and understanding, you know, when is enough? Yeah, so that I can be that juggler with the calm strength, you know, that, yeah, that's the focus. It's kind of spending more time on the juggler than the juggling, I think, and that means knowing when is enough and making those distinctions so that I can do this elegantly and gracefully. Yeah, and it's not just catching it as it falls down.
How beautiful. And with that, how can you put that into practice?
Yeah. I think it's listening more to to myself. You know, I think it's having that time, it's listening, it's saying, okay, you know, it's okay if you can only do 5 instead of 8. It's okay to block some time to do something else. You know, it's all about doing it elegantly rather than doing more of it. And I think that's what I've really, I need that peace, I need that calm strength, I need that centeredness. And just coming back to myself and knowing when is enough. And that's something that, so what I think I need to want to do more of is take that time and you know, reflect on how I feel. Yeah, about all the things, you know, every time I catch and throw a ball, how do I feel about that?
Moving forward, what can you do to create for yourself this time to find your peace and calm again in between?
Yeah. So I think what it is to really yeah, this has been wonderful today because we have another course coming up, and you know, it's wonderful when I sit here with you because it really does make this such a wonderful experience. Yeah, just to be coached by you after, you know, two years or so, so meaningful, so beautiful, and. Hold on, I'm going to get emotional now. It's wonderful, and I think I just want to be able to sit with that more. Yeah, sit with it more. You know, like when I said the ball's slowed down, it's like they're going in slow motion. But when they go in slow motion, it's more time to sit with it and really think about why, you know, what for, not why, what for I do this. Yeah, and that's important. Yeah, so rather than just doing it, I know why I do it. I know my purpose. I know I'm on my journey. I think it's nice to sit down and reflect on that, which will give me, you know, more of the inspiration to do this. So it's sitting with everything more. And listening to myself more. So how do I feel if I've done 8 sessions in a day or whatever it is? Yeah. Oh, I lost my coach. Well, am I here?
Yeah, you're here, Andy. We lost her indeed.
Oh, okay.
Andy.
That's you. Hello there. But no, listen, going back to where we were, it's having that time just to kind of to sit with myself, yeah, to do things in a more graceful, more elegant way, and understand more the what for in the moment rather than doing more and more and more and more.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And that sitting with it and taking it all in, how does that concretely look like for you?
Yeah, so it's kind of, I think what will happen as an action plan is to sit with it. Yeah, so pay more attention. How do I feel? Yeah, how do I feel when I've done, how do I feel after how many sessions? How do I feel? How much energy does that leave me to start kind of reaching out for the courses? How much energy does that? So it's all about connecting back to that kind of heart space. And using that to gauge an action plan, yeah, of if we want to bring it full circle into the focus, yeah. And where do I focus my time so that I can do it, knowing when is enough of each thing. Yeah. And really be able to stay connected to not just to the doing, but to the what for I'm doing it. Which is, I think that would be the elegant and graceful juggling.
Mm. How can I support you to ensure that you do take the time to sit with it?
I think if you can check up on me. I mean, I'm going to kind of think about next week. Yeah, I promise you my calendar next week is brutal. Busy. So during that time, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to think, okay, so what, how do I feel after all of these things? How do I feel about doing the next thing? You know, how am I managing all of the balls? And I think that is going to help me to then put things in a more organized in a different way.
Mm. So what I'm hearing you say is, next week at the end of the day, to just take a time and a moment to actually sit down and come back to the juggler, to you as you, the juggler, rather than focusing on the boss, reflecting on how to move forward.
Yeah, I think the beautiful thing learning for me here is that it's not, the focus isn't on how many times I've thrown the balls up and down and quickly and all of that. It's how am I as the juggler? Yeah. And what do I need to be able to improve? So it's turning the focus. So it's not actually the how. Yeah. It's not the how, it's the who.
Andy, how beautiful that we went from, first it was, I think I need to figure out the what, then we went to, I think I need to figure out the how, and now we are like, I feel I want to focus on the who. The work that you've done here, Andy, is insane.
Oh, I had a beautiful coach. Where did you, who, how did you, who taught you to coach like that?
It was this guy. Beautiful, Andy. So this insight, this learning is very profound, and it's something you can, well, first of all, be so proud of that you took action to have the session to face what's going on inside and tune into, again, to you, to the who, as you've mentioned. So you've said at the beginning that you wanted to be at the focus with the right energy at a nine, and to be that guide at the traffic light. Wow. How have you been doing towards that?
I feel good. I really feel like I could, I don't know, I just have this image of, I have this image now, just, yeah, it's just like kind of that nice, graceful kind of, but being the guy there, not worrying about how many times he drops the ball or how quickly he does it or what people think of them, is he gonna get, are they gonna put money in his hat? Yeah, I'm the guy sitting there who's just present, gracefully juggling my tennis balls. And I think that's the biggest piece for me.
So how much would you say have we achieved what you wanted to achieve?
Yeah, I think I'm over a nine. I'm a 9 point something.
9 point something. You know, a 9 point something is good enough. We don't know.
Exactly. I like that. It's just good enough. Yeah. That's it. What is good enough? It's definitely good enough.
Yes. Coming back to what you've mentioned and what your heart told you is like, know when it's enough, and nine, and over nine is enough. We don't need to always strive for a 10.
Exactly. Beautiful.
Andy, I will be checking in with you next week when you least expect it, a couple of times to keep the mystery and the suspense. You can count on that.
Okay.
And there is this session I learned from you as well, that you are one of the most committed people that I know focusing on serving other people. I mean, if anything, and even the internet couldn't handle this full circle moment because it kicked me out of here. But even like, just this, what is happening right now, like doing what you do, and you've been the juggler already for many years, it's about how you see yourself and finding back your who, as you've mentioned. But even in the last couple of years, you've changed literally my life with the work that you and Alexa do. You've changed like Jeremy's life. He's doing what he wants to do right now. You're changing people's lives here. So I just want to also thank you, because what I'm learning here from you is that first, there is always something for us to ask for help, and that's okay, and have a coaching session, even the most experienced coaches, and it's been an honor to do that for you today. And secondly, also that taking the time to just reconnect to our who, because at the end of the day, from the outside perspective, what I observe here, Andy, is like you are an incredibly elegant juggler. So it's now about you recognizing this for yourself as well, and I hope that today's session is really something that will help you with that.
Thank you. It's beautiful. Really beautiful.
So to close out and to anchor this in, Andy, I'd like to just very briefly do something to seal this practice in, this insights, something that I would like to share with my connected method, which is both of your hands on your heart and connect with your heartbeat in this moment. Feel it beating. Remember that feeling when you stepped out of that elevator and you met your heart. And in a moment, say out loud, I am breaking through.
I am breaking through.
Now give yourself a little squeeze around your belly. Bow your head forward, or rather down, bow your head down. And connect with your younger version. Whatever picture comes up here, the younger version of Andy. See him, feel him, connect with him. And say to yourself out loud, it's okay to make mistakes.
It's okay to make mistakes.
And now take both of your hands and reach forward as far as you can. And connect to all the people that you've been touching with the work that you do. The people in this group, me, all the other groups, all your coaching clients, your partner, your dogs, the barista at the cafe that you leave a smile with your good energy. And say to yourself, I can make a difference.
I can make a difference.
Take in a breath. Relax your hands down and open your eyes. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, that was beautiful.
Okay. How are you feeling right now after having listened to the session? Now, this is such a unique opportunity because honestly, there are so many coaches out there, but we never get the chance to see how they're actually coaching. And we never get the chance to actually get an idea of whether this is something for us or not. So my intention really with sharing this with you, and obviously with the consent of Andy as well, is that you get confidence and more clarity on how a coaching journey could look like, that you understand my coaching style, my energy behind it, my beliefs, my approach. And I know that I'm not for everyone, and I also know that I'm for some of you. So here's the surprise that I have for you, beautiful listener. If you are curious and if you're interested to see and figure out how a coaching journey between you and I could look like in form of one-on-one or in form of group coaching, then the surprise that I have for you is that if you send me a message with a specific keyword, then you'll get a 15% discount on the overall investment price for both options. So for one-on-one and for group coaching, 15%. And so you might be like, okay, what's the keyword, Claudia? The keyword is juggler, which summarizes just so nicely the coaching conversation that we've had with Andy right now. And so if you're interested to see how partnering up together could look like to break through your imposter syndrome and live a life the way that you want to live it with a calm mind and a full heart, then send me a message, use the keyword juggler, and you get to take beautiful advantage of this gift that I have for you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. And let's juggle together, shall we?